Great. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So as Jennifer and Deborah mentioned, my name is Casey Poppy, and I am a registered dietitian with the Metropolitan Health District in San Antonio. And so Jennifer mentioned in her presentation a little bit about the Porvita program, but I'll be going into a little bit more detail about that. So I have no disclosures. Some objectives that we'll talk about today is looking at different strategies on building productive relationships between public health, registered dietitians, and the local food industry. So we'll look at the process of engaging food service establishments and supporting labeling healthy choices on menus, but also look at some of our evaluation and then sustainability of the program today. So just to give you a little bit of background in San Antonio, this data is from our 2012 BRFIS data. So at that time, in 2012, we found that 65% of our residents in Bexar County were either overweight or obese. So we clearly have a problem. We have a high diabetes rate as well. So our community got together, and we wanted to look at some ways that we could combat this problem and try and get that obesity rate down. So our Healthy Restaurants Coalition was developed in January 2009. This was a partnership of different local organizations and individuals that are interested in promoting healthy food and good nutrition in San Antonio. So the initial meetings included our local dietetic association, our Metropolitan Health District, as well as our restaurant association. And then we also invited any other members that had a stake in the food industry in San Antonio. So, you know, anyone was allowed to come to the table and work on coming up with a solution to this problem. As I said, we had a shared goal of partnership and cooperation. And then that first year from January 2009, we did not have any funding. So it was mainly a year of planning. We realized early on that there's different motivations. So with public health and our dietitian professionals, you know, we're ultimately interested in reducing that obesity rate through increasing access and consumption of healthy foods. The restaurants at the table, ultimately, you know, they're interested in attracting business. They have a business, they need to make profit. So we had to keep these different motivations in mind while still working on coming up with an idea together. So a little bit of background. In San Antonio and Bexar County, there's 8,057 active food establishment permits. So this is anywhere that's food served to the public, including hospitals, not just restaurant, brick and mortar settings. So when we were thinking of the name of our program and the whole beginning of it, we wanted it to be culturally relevant to Bexar County. So 58.7% of our residents are Hispanic Latino. So we came up with Por Vida, which means for life. So our slogan is a better choice for life. And then we looked at several tasks in developing the program. So the first of all was developing nutrition criteria. So we had a group of dietitians volunteer and look at what other communities were doing, as well as what the Dietary Guidelines for Americans are. So our criteria is based on the Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2010. And I'll go into exactly what that is in a little bit. And then, of course, look at our marketing and logo. So we decided we wanted our program to have a point-of-purchase logo. So when customers would come into a restaurant, they would see a logo and know that that's going to be a healthy item for them to choose. And then, of course, our restaurant selection and implementation. So having the restaurant association on board was really key in getting the selection of our initial restaurants. So they were able to really bring on some people on board, and even our president at that time was the first to have their restaurant be a part of the pilot. So in October 2010, we launched with 7 restaurants with about 80 locations total. And I know this timeline's a bit wordy and hard to see, but I just kind of wanted to give you an idea of where it started in the beginning in 2009. With the coalition, and then that whole year of planning, and then the launch in 2010. So as I said before, we didn't have any funding in that first year, but since then we've been able to sustain our program through funding from the CDC, with the Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant, the sodium grant, as well as state funding and funding from the Robert Wood Johnson grant. So we're continually looking at funding sources to keep the program growing at this time. But I'll go into detail a little bit longer, a little bit later about exactly how far we've grown. So here is the logo, and like as I said before, when you choose Por Vida, you make a better choice for life. And it's basically just a restaurant recognition program. It helps adults and children make healthier choices when they see the logo. So what are the rules of engagement? We developed the coalition with the restaurant owner in mind. So this was something that was really important to understand, you know, again, what their motivations are and how to work with them instead of just coming in and saying, this is what we think you need to do. Of course, you can remove all the sugar, fat, you know, and sodium from an item, but we let them know that we understand that it is a business and they do want food to taste good and sell. Our program is voluntary, so we decided, you know, that's essential to the program to get people on board. And then also distinguishing between menu labeling and then creating healthy choices on menu. So we aren't doing menu labeling of all the nutrition facts of everything on the menu. It's just designating what are those healthy choices that fall within the Por Vida program. And then no imposed mandates. And then, like I said before, providing a seat for restaurants at the table. So anytime we bring on a new restaurant, they become a part of the Healthy Restaurants Coalition. So when we have meetings, they're also at that table and then also have a say about what's working for them. So they feel a part of the movement. And then also considering that restaurants want assistance in preparing for the nationwide menu labeling, in the beginning when we presented our idea to the Restaurant Association, this was something that kind of helped them get on board, even though we're not doing a full analysis of their whole menu. You know, they know this is a cost that they're going to have to pay for, some of them, later on when they have to disclose their calorie information. So we kind of used a little bit of that to our benefit in recruiting some restaurants. So this is a look at our nutritional criteria. There's actually three categories. The first one is a full meal with entree and two sides. So as I said before, it's based on the dietary guidelines for Americans, so it's about a third of what's recommended in a day. So a whole meal cannot be any more than 700 calories, 23 grams of fat, 8 grams saturated fat, 0.1 grams trans fat, which we don't really have an issue with trans fat lately from analyzing the menus, 750 milligrams sodium, and then, of course, no fried foods. The sodium is absolutely the hardest thing to get to meet, and sometimes we hear 750 still sounds so high, but if you look online at a restaurant menu, it's astronomical what some of the sodium levels are, so getting it to 750 sometimes can be challenging. And then our other two areas are the single entree items or a side item. So it's up to the restaurant. You have to have at least one meal to qualify to be a part of the program, but they can have a meal of the day or they can have several side items and entrees and kind of pick and choose that way. But we kind of tailor it to each individual restaurant or institutional setting. And that picture is a meal at Corner Bakery that fits the meal criteria. And then we also have some children's menu criteria, and this is based on a program out of Texas State University. So we didn't look at actual individual nutrition criteria as far as calories or anything with the children's menu. It looks at the menu as a whole. So the menu has to include servings of fruits and vegetables. There can't be any fried foods or sugar-sweetened beverages on the children's menu. And then the portion size has to be child-appropriate. So we decided to look and see as far as what our meals were stacking up to as compared to our actual criteria. So as you can see under the summary of approved Por Vida meals, our calories and grams of fat and sodium and everything was coming out on average lower than what our actual criteria was. So we were really excited to find this out that, you know, it ends up being lower, and it is feasible, and this is for, you know, more than just maybe one meal at a restaurant. It's several different things. So as far as just the process with the registered dietitian, so when we meet with a restaurant, and we haven't really had to do a whole lot of recruiting since we have the Restaurant Association a part of our coalition, they've really been helpful in recruiting those restaurants for us. So we've had most of our restaurants and institutional settings approach us to be a part of the program. So we look at the restaurant to work with and meet with them. Of course, review the menu with the owner and the manager to find items that maybe already meet the criteria, which doesn't happen too often. And then we collect recipes and analyze them, compare them to the criteria, and then the dietitian makes suggestions to the chef and owner of where they might modify a recipe, or if they're not willing to modify anything, then we maybe work on creating a new menu item. And then we look at putting things together as meals if that's what they want, developing marketing materials. So we do allow restaurants to use our logo. We just have to approve it. You know, being grant funded, we might not have all the ability to do as much marketing as the restaurant might want to, and sometimes they have some good capability to do that. So we let them use that, and then we just approve it. And then, of course, we launch the restaurant. So these are our current participants. So some of them are local. Some of them you'll see are national chains. Some of them, like Estella's at the bottom, is a very popular Westside Mexican food restaurant in San Antonio. It's been in business for 30 years and kind of a mainstay on the West Side. So, you know, we've been really excited to bring on some of those mom-and-pop restaurants. I know Jennifer mentioned that it can be challenging with some of them because they don't have recipes. So that time might take a little bit longer because we're in the back measuring with that brown spoon of whatever ingredient that their grandmother used to figure out what's exactly in the recipe. So our current status, we have about 22 total partners so far, including the restaurants and our institutional settings, 187 total locations, and then we're serving 566 total meal selections in Bexar County right now that meet the Por Vida criteria. So a little bit about our evaluation. We contracted with University of Texas San Antonio to do an evaluation on our restaurants and then our institutional settings. So they did an environmental assessment. We did try to get some sales data. That's ultimately what we wanted to do, but most of the restaurants weren't offering that information to share. So hopefully in the future, in future evaluations, that's something that we can get. But we did it through environmental assessment, patron awareness surveys, and then key informant interviews. So we found that most patrons considered taste and cost very important, and then the strongest predictor of choosing Por Vida item was patron age, so 18 to 35 was most likely, and then especially if they saw the Por Vida logo. And then in our institutional setting, we did the same type of evaluation of the environment with the surveys and interviews. And then, you know, we found again that the menu logos were more likely to influence purchasing behaviors, specifically though among less cost-conscious patrons. And then I will mention in the institutional settings, it's been really successful because these are work sites and hospitals where people are getting these meals there every single day, whereas a restaurant, you know, some people are eating out more, but it may be, you know, for others like that one time a week or two times a week on the weekend where they're splurging, but I feel like we have a big impact of providing these healthier meals in places where people are eating their lunches every single day. So as far as expansion, like I mentioned, into work sites, hospitals, cafeterias, universities, and senior living communities, and then also in other counties in Texas, so Williamson County and Burnett County, Gillespie County, and then Wichita County, which is in North Texas, who has joined recently. These are our institutional partners. So some suggestions for you if you're looking to implement a restaurant initiative in your community. Making sure to be realistic and flexible. As I mentioned, working with restaurants can be pretty challenging. You have to kind of be on their schedule and make them understand that this is something that's important, and we're really trying to work on creating that customer demand because ultimately that's going to be what makes restaurants want to change. So we're always trying to spread the word about our program and get people to go into restaurants and start asking for this. Again, building these relationships and collaborating without having the coalition and the restaurant association and our other partners in the city, I don't think we'd be exactly where we are this quickly. It just really helps to have that partnership. Of course, as a registered dietitian, I'm all for integrating full-time registered dietitians in public health. This was really imperative for us, you know, to do the analysis and also having the dietitians and chefs and those two type of worlds work together, I think, has been really successful for us. And then fighting the food police mindset, you know, putting yourself in the restaurant manager, owner's shoes, that they are still trying to have a business and make a profit, so we want things to taste good. And we want people to know that healthy food can taste really good, and we've worked with some chefs that have been really creative, and people aren't even believing that these things are this low in calorie or sodium because they taste so good. We provide ongoing staff training, so we've implemented some training videos to be used in new employee orientation. You know, turnover is very high in restaurants, so we're constantly doing site visits and then retraining new employees. And then we maintain open and up-to-date communication among coalition members, so we have meetings with our coalition members, newsletters that go out. We welcome suggestions, any kind of marketing ideas they might have. And then, as I mentioned before, we let restaurants use our logo. So they'll cover some of the costs for marketing promotion. We do provide some things like window cleans and a menu insert template. But also, there's so many resources out there of other communities doing different things with restaurant programs. And we have the national guidelines now. And then you mentioned LA County. There's so many resources out there to check and see what people are already doing and what's working for them. To look and see what's feasible in your own community. And that's it, and I think we'll be taking questions at the end. Thank you.
Yes, Casey.